Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of January, recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets has had some pockets of strength. Certainly, China had a big rebound today, and that spilled over into the other China indices, such as the H shares and the HSI index. Also, the ASEAN stock market indices were firmer. And that's been a trend that we've certainly seen yet, but the strength in the China A share index is different because that's been soft, weak, recently drifting lower, and it's been checked by an upward dynamic here today. In Europe, early gains were retraced and turned into mostly modest losses. The biggest one is Italy, which is down 1.67%, and largely because those Italian bond yields for the 10-year bond have pushed back up over 7% and are actually at 7.16. Now, that's against a high just over 7.5, which had occurred, I believe, a couple of months ago. Now, the bond markets, bond futures markets, were all a little bit firmer in here today. The U.S. dollar, which had been strong last week, gave up a little bit of ground in here today, but not much. The euro's at 127.67. That's up 50 ticks. The pound is at 154.58. And the Aussie dollar up a fraction at 102.37. The yen is down to 76.85. And precious metals, we had platinum, palladium, and silver all a bit firmer in here today, and gold a little bit lower. Gold's currently 1611 as I speak. The grain and bean complex strengthened on the hot, dry weather that they're getting in South America. Industrial metals were mostly firmer. I believe copper and tin were the exceptions. And cocoa had a bounce in here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Bounce off a low for cocoa. What's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have gone quiet. They're consolidating. This, when I, having mentioned upper dynamics in China, I should mention the ones that are gone quiet and are consolidating. Wall Street, with very, very modest gains in here today. Also, the European stock market indices largely gone quiet. Now, they had done well from the mid-December reaction lows, and they had staged a year-end rally, and that carried on into the beginning of last week. Now we've gone quiet, a little bit of a consolidation here against a short-term overbought condition, provided those December reaction lows hold, and they are important. They're the first line of defense, not the last line of defense. That's down near the September-December lows. But provided those mid-December lows hold, we're going to range sideways to higher in here. And the second line of defense would be the late November lows. And then if we were to see the September and October lows taken out, that would reaffirm the previous cyclical bear trend. Now, I describe it as a previous cyclical bear trend because it looked climactic in August. When we said that's the region of the low, or the region of the low is not the exact low, but we've seen it, we saw it tested in September and tested in October, slightly exceeded in most instances, but only slightly. And the rest, you know, we've seen the recovery that was very strong in October, and the higher reaction lows subsequently. So that really looks more like the ending of the bear market, cyclical bear market, occurring down near those August through early October lows. And the ending of one bear phase is the beginning of the next bull phase, which we appear to be in. I think it's fueled by accommodative monetary policy, which has become more accommodative in Europe as the ECB is clearly engaging in quantitative easing now, its own version of that. They won't call it that. No central bank does, but that's what it is. And I think that's what they need, a fair amount of money printing, certainly to bail out these banks. And the monetary policy from Asia, which had been restrictive, is becoming less so in the sense that we've got hints that monetary policy tightening is on hold, and we've actually seen a few reductions. And I think actually China's rally in the late in its trading day reflected some news that the money supply was stronger than analysts had been anticipating. So those are favorable tailwinds. The headwind, and it's an important one, is the weakness of the European banks. And I think they've been down 4 days in a row, and they're down in the region of last year's lows, which is also the region of the 2008 and early 2009 lows. And that's a problem that's going to fester for a while. Quite clearly, albeit punctuated occasionally by bouts of short covering. Now, in terms of long-dated government bond action, I think I mentioned that the Italian yields had pushed higher, thus weighing on Italy. Somewhat. In the cold light of post-New Year news, people are less than enthused about the policies that they've seen from Merkozy. And this is going to be more of the same, I think, although there's a good chance that we've passed the nadir of the crisis in terms of its ability to influence other markets. It's something I've been saying for at least a couple of months now. And it'll be nice when Europe eventually moves off center stage. But that's not imminent. And in terms of currencies here, it's quite interesting because the dollar, as you know, for a long time, the dollar showed its mettle as a safe haven. But the moment we saw animal spirits start to come back, then the dollar would give up ground again fairly quickly. And I think the dollar is trying to bridge that gulf between being just a safe haven and also benefiting from the fact that U.S. policies, if we ignore the elephant in the room, which is that huge yawning government deficit, that U.S. policies seem to be superior to the policies, at any rate, that we're getting in Europe in terms of dealing with a crisis. And I think that also the holy grail that we feel at Fuller Money, we feel is obtainable for the U.S., that of energy independence, is within the grasp of a few more years in terms of developing both conventional and non-conventional reserves of natural gas and also crude oil, along with the developments that are already occurring in the renewables. But it's really the U.S. domestic gas and oil plays that could make the big difference. Industrial metals, we saw A little bit of easing. I think copper and tin, the others were slightly firmer. There is a hint of support building in the charts of the industrial metals. Oil prices, perhaps even more important than the European bond in European, beg your pardon, the European banks index. Oil prices are another wild card that could weaken markets. We have not seen crude oil give up the gains that have occurred in response to the saber rattling from Iran and the religious factionalism in Nigeria and the increased uncertainty over Iraq following the US pullback. So oil is a bit of a headwind. It's not a sufficient headwind to push economies back into recession. But another $20 to the upside, which I'm not forecasting, but were that to occur, and if it did occur, it would occur because of concerns over supplies, that would be a very big headwind for the global economy. So weigh it all up, and what actually looks best? In an environment where lots of people are nervous, the long-dated government bonds remain something of a safe haven, although the yields are derisory in the West, in my opinion. And what I like a lot more are the big multinational autonomy companies that have decent dividend growth. They had a good run, and so we're seeing a little bit of consolidation and profit taking in some of those right now. And that's pretty much it. All the best.